of the people that work to care for others can have a hard time making sure they get the care they need. Those in high-stress jobs like nursing may turn to alcohol to cope. And now the field of nursing is trying to help these helpers find ways to help themselves. WPR's Jenny Peek reported on the issue of alcohol abuse among nurses for our ongoing series, High Tolerance. Here she is talking to host Brady Carlson.
Jenny, let's start with the story of a nurse you met who says after these long, hard 12-hour shifts, she would start unwinding at the end of the day with a glass of wine. But then what happened?
I talked to a nurse named Ryan, and she was really open in telling her story that she worked in a job where she was kind of filling in the craziest portions of the hospital, seeing a lot of trauma, working 12-hour shifts, and she would get home and her adrenaline was just pumping. And she started relying on a glass of wine or two to calm down at the end of the day.
I don't know what light went off in my head, but part of it was like I realized that I was drinking every night that I got home. And like for Wisconsin, it wasn't a lot. It was like maybe two glasses of wine, but like I felt like I needed that wine. Like I needed a drink when I got home. And that's not a good way to live your life.
She ended up switching jobs. And this is fairly common for nurses that are super stressed. They go to a different part of the hospital. They go somewhere that is maybe more stable, less traumatic. And she also switched to nights, which for her just ended up working. She said it felt way too weird to drink when she got home in the morning. She said that alcoholism runs in her family, so it was something she was really conscious of.
There are two concepts you wrote about that are particular to nurses that make alcoholism of particular concern. One is known as compassion fatigue, and the other is the super nurse phenomenon.
Definitely. So first, I want to point to this 2016 study that measured the impact of stress and the ability to cope among nurses. It found that 90% of those surveyed had moderate to very high levels of stress, 78% of nurses slept less than 8 hours a night, and 22% were classified as binge drinkers. So that stress is clearly affecting them. Compassion fatigue is basically an indifference or inability to provide compassionate care because of the constant exposure to other people's pain and suffering, while sort of feeling powerless to make a difference. And the super nurse phenomenon that I mentioned is something Lindsay Stege, an associate professor at UW-Madison, wrote about. And she describes it as this mindset and stigma that basically shows that nurses can't seem weak at all, even though they're dealing with this really intense job. So it's a culture within the profession that you're not a real nurse if you haven't worked 12 hours without going to the bathroom or taking a break, or you're not a real nurse if you haven't worked 5 shifts in a row. And this mindset can make it so people don't ask for help. And this is something that Gina Denick Champion, the CEO of the Wisconsin Nursing Association, found as well.
We have our nursing code of ethics where we are responsible for our patients and for taking care of our profession, one another, as well as taking care of ourselves. And I think nurses from time to time will really fall short on taking care of themselves because we take care of everybody else first.
So what are nurses now trying to do so that people aren't trying to turn to alcohol abuse as a coping mechanism?
Yeah, so there are a lot of programs that offer wellness programs, yoga, meditation, having a gym in the hospital so that if they want to work out, they can do that. But a lot of experts point to starting with nurses in nursing school, teaching students right off the bat about the dangers of stress and what healthy coping mechanisms are, showing them that you can take a break or you don't have to work 12 hours in a row, and kind of break down that culture that that's okay, that doesn't mean that you're weak. Nurses are still extremely strong and they are super, but you can be a super nurse without hurting your health.
WPR's Jenny Peek, thanks so much.
Thanks, Brady.